Yes, it's Gardening Talk back with Judy Sharp. Hello, Judy. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, Amanda.
Now, you've just told me, you've run through a big list of things that we're going to talk about today. We're going to, well, Wollemi Pines.
Yep.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
Sweet peas.
Yeah.
And I ran out of room to write the rest, so you can tell us.
That's okay. We might get that many callers, we won't be able to chat.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But when I turned on Facebook this morning, which I always do, I always check up to see what Todd's going on about. When I did so, something about Wollemi Pines came up on Facebook, an English couple. They bought one and they have had pups and babies and everything on theirs in England.
Oh.
And they had it in their garden. It was spectacular. And so when I turned it on and I read it all, I thought, that's amazing, because then so many people started writing in saying, no, because where the Wollemis grow down in Australia, it's down in Katoomba way, and so they get the cold of winter and then they get the heat. So this old couple kind of worked that out, and so they've had great success. But anyway, I got a shock because so many people in the world started coming on board saying, we've got a Wollemi pine, I've got a Wollemi pine, all over the countries all over America and everywhere.
Really?
So okay. I just thought, maybe if we got listeners listening today that have a Wollemi pine, they might want to give us a ring and chat about it.
This is Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. Des from Raymond Terrace on the line. Hi, Des. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Judy, is it?
It is. Hello, Des. How are you?
Good, thanks again. What I'm talking about, what I want to ask, it's very simple. Am I too late to cut my roses back?
No, Des, I haven't started doing mine yet. I've been waiting for the heat to go a little bit, but it is a good time now to do your summer prune. You know,
yeah,
not a lot. And
about a quarter of the way back.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, Des, you know the secret. You've got to give them the poultry manure and some rose food.
That's right, yeah. I've got rose food here.
Yeah. And look, mine are just still in flower, and I thought it's just so hot still.
They're still in flower. There's still these buds, and not.
Yeah, well, mine are too, actually. So I've just held back a little bit, but we need to do them at some stage soon.
Are you in a wind tunnel? I think he's gone.
I think he might have too, Amanda.
Never mind. We've got Gary on the line. Hi, Gary. How can we help you?
I'm good. Judy, is it?
No, it's me. How are you?
That's Judy.
Amanda.
I'm Amanda.
Amanda. Yeah, how are you? How are
good,
you, Amanda?
Thank you.
I've got a lot of trouble to make these beautiful raised garden beds for my wife, and she's put these climbing beans in, and they're really grown out of sight, and there's flowers, but there is no fruit.
Right, okay. So what have you fertilised them with, Gary?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not the gardener. I'm just the messenger.
Okay, so I wonder what the messenger did. What did she fertilise them with?
I don't think she would have put fertiliser on, because she's had we bought a load of soil to fill the raised beds up.
Oh, right.
And it would have been just whatever was in it from the from the place we bought it from, you know, delivered to us.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Gary, look, I think what you need to do is give them some sulphate of potash. You want them to flower, don't you?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay, sulphate of potash.
I'll just write that down.
Yeah.
Sulphate of potash.
Sulphate of potash. It will make them flower, that's for sure.
And that will hopefully bring the...
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, because normally she grows beautiful beans and what they call the other things, those peas, sweet peas or something. No, not sweet peas. Whatever they are.
Peas, just peas? Edible peas?
Yeah, snow peas.
Snow peas, right.
Yeah,
there's a few different varieties, yes. Yeah, look, yeah. I'm only a bit suspicious, Gary, that the soil you bought mightn't have had the right fertiliser or the right body in it.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it never hurts, even though you're putting fresh soil in, just to give them a little bit of help with something else.
All right, maybe that might help then.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a product called Flourish, and that's a liquid, and you can put that on every week. So do that with a sulphate of potash, and I'm sure you'll get flowers.
That'd be fantastic. Well, I might get a bonus out of this, if this works.
You might too. She might cook the beans for your dinner.
Yeah, that'll be the way, won't it? That's great. Thank you so much.
That's okay. You're welcome.
Thanks,
bye.
Gary.
Bye. Have a great day.
Bye, you too. Judy, you were talking about the Wollamai Pines and telling me that they've got a connection to dinosaurs.
Yeah, they do. When dinosaurs disappeared off the world, off the continent, off the world, off the universe, that same thing happened. The Wollamais died off.
Right.
So all of a sudden, down in Katoomba Way, I'm not sure, but it is a secret place where they still grow because the government took over and they allowed a certain amount to be grown. So then the growers were able to make babies and have them, you know, fairly prolific for sale around Australia. So I was very surprised this morning when someone from America got online and then someone from, some of the Middle East countries got online. And so that
they're populating again.
Yeah, they're populating again. But evidently, from all the comments I read today, is they do like a cold winter and a hot summer. And that's why this couple in England have been able to have theirs function so well and grow so beautiful. So evidently, you know, they do well over in England.
There you go. You might see I'm going over there this year, so I'll keep an eye out.
Oh, yeah, because I'll have them in botanical gardens and that.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Yeah.
All right. So what else do you want to talk about?
Oh, okay. Well, we've got to talk about real stuff now, haven't we?
Okay, yeah. Let's get serious.
Well, what happens on March the 17th?
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Good girl. Well, you're going over to Ireland anyway, so yes. You'll know. Well, it's a traditional day when you plant sweet peas.
Oh, I thought you were going to say plant four-leaf clovers or something.
No, sweet peas should always get planted on St. Patrick's Day. But, you know, this year the heat's a bit yucca and it's not that far away. But, you know, the secret is to get your bed ready, to prepare with an all-purpose plant food and some poultry manure. They like poultry manure. They like the alkaline soil.
Mm-hmm.
And then leave it a week before planting. But, you know, just keep your eye on the weather, listeners, and see if it's cool enough. But you definitely, it's a tradition.
Why?
Why do they plant sweet peas on St. Patrick's Day?
Mm. Well, is it green?
No, because probably they originated in Ireland. I don't know.
Oh, well, I might Google this.
We better check up on that.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, just to set the listeners clear, we don't want to be making things up, do we, Amanda?
Oh, it would be an entertaining show.
But yes, yeah. So, and then I've had dreadful trouble with my Kentia palm.
Right. I don't know what that is, but keep going. I'm going to look that up too.
Well, it's a lovely palm. It's one that it will grow even in low light and very, very good for plant hire and that kind of thing because you don't have to keep changing them all the time. But the ones I had at home, two beautiful ones, I overlooked the fact that they were getting a bit scatty. And then when I did look, they had mealybug on them.
Mealybug? How can you tell what mealybug
well,
is?
Well, they don't move very much, the mealybugs. So you're not seeing a lot of activity going on the plant.
Are they black?
They're white. They're white.
Are they those ones that look like chia seeds?
Yes. Good description. Yeah. And, you know, you find they get in where the new shoots are coming out. And I overlooked it at mine, so I lost it, lost two of them.
Mm.
So that's all right. I've bought new ones, but I'm just warning all the listeners today to make sure they check because they're a very insidious little creature and, you know, they hardly move and that's why you don't notice them because they're just sitting there comfortably chomping up your tree.
Is there a spray or something that you can use to get rid of them?
Oh, yes, of course there is. Yeah. Of course there is. And that is Malathon and White Oil.
Okay.
So I've got that ready now, ready, waiting to go as soon as they make their little heads go in my direction. But honestly, Amanda, they were right in the side of the house. How did they get in?
That's these bugs, you've got to watch them.
Yeah, you have to watch them.
They're sneaky. They're so small.
Well, they are particularly small, yep.
This is Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM, and we have Margaret from Swansea on the line. Hi, Margaret.
Hello, Margaret. What can I help you with?
Oh, have we lost Margaret? I don't know. Well, Margaret wanted to ask about desert roses.
We need to
flowering,
talk to her probably.
Okay, we'll try. Yeah. We'll try and get Margaret back. And in the meantime, you want to talk about something else?
Of course, there's always something else.
I've lost
else.
My list.
There's always something else, Amanda. Well, it's nearly cabbage, cauliflower, and broccoli time.
Okay.
Yeah. So we need to start preparing the beds. That means, you know, putting in poultry manure and an all-purpose veggie mix.
Mm. Okay.
And then when the weather cools, mm-hmm. excuse me coughing, it's a time to have a go and plant them.
Okay. Mm. Sounds good. Now, look, let's try Margaret again. Margaret, are you there?
Yes.
Ah, thank you. I think that was my fault then. It probably was. I'll take the blame. How
Hello,
are you going?
Margaret.
What can we do you help you with?
Well, I've got desert roses and they're flowering, and on the tip of some of them, they've got this long stick, but it looks like a pod.
Right, okay.
Coming out at, right at the very end.
Right.
I don't know what it is.
Okay. Now, Margaret, can you see, have you tried opening one up and see if there's seeds in there?
No, I haven't, because it's like a real skinny bean.
Oh, okay. I'm suspecting that might be a seed pod.
I thought it might have been had like seeds in it or something like that, but I didn't want to take it off the off it in case, you know. I don't know.
Well, why don't you take one? Is there only one or more on there?
There's two.
Okay, well, take one off and leave one on and see what happens when you take it off and open it up.
Yeah, because it's not only on just one. I've got like the pink and the red and the white and all that. So it's me red one that's got it and the pink one that's got it.
Right, okay. Yeah, they're a beautiful plant. And they're not that difficult to grow, are they?
No, because I just let it go. And I used to real pamper it a bit, but now I don't. I just let it go and it's come on beautiful.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe that's what I suggested. Take one off and leave one on, and hopefully when you open up you might be able to have babies.
Oh, yeah.
No, the plant might be able to have babies, darling.
Yeah, I think I'm a bit too old to be having babies.
Slip of the tongue, Margaret. Sorry about that. Give us a ring back and let us know what happens, what results, please.
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Margaret. Bye. I just looked up why we should plant sweet peas for St. Patrick's Day in Australia. It says because it marks the start of autumn, signalling the ideal cooler weather conditions for these plants to grow and bloom.
There you go.
So, yeah, you learn something new every day, don't you?
You do.
You do.
Of course, yes. But I knew it was St. Patrick's Day they had to be planted.
Yes.
But then it can still be real hot here at that time of year. So
maybe just wait till it cools down a little bit.
Yeah, well, you can prepare the beds. That's the secret.
Okay.
And a lot of people, you can get the climbing ones, but you can also get a little one called bijou.
Bijou.
And that's a little ground, smaller one.
Right. Fair enough. Okay, well, hang on. We've got Bruce on the line. Bruce, how are you going?
I'm going all right.
That's
you,
good.
Judy?
I'm very well, thank you, Bruce.
Jude, I've done something with the yellow roses situation out at my place last year, and it was when summer came on, and what I did was I put some pansy flowers in down around them just to try and enhance the situation and make it look better. And it's come up looking quite good because they're flowering, but I'm just curious, longevity have I got with them before I've got to take them out or they die off?
With the pansies?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, mostly you generally plant them in autumn.
Oh, right. Yeah, well,
so are they still looking happy?
Well, yes, they don't sort of look like they're dying at the moment, but I suppose putting some nice food around them to keep that flow going for them, it's probably done them a world of good. But I guess it's just made the situation with the roses look a lot better than what they were. I felt that way, you know. My darling wife thought I was a bit crazy, but that's another story.
Now, Bruce, you know you use flourish, don't you?
Oh, yes,
the flourish up to them every week and deadhead them. If you see any dying off, just, you know, cut that off. There's no point in leaving them. And use your flourish to keep the growth going because, you know, a lot of people will just start planting them now.
Yeah. Well, I got that impression from the information I read, and I thought, okay, I probably should have waited, but I got so excited about the project in question, I thought I can't wait any longer. I wanted to get them in and see what it looked like, and like I said, you know, my wife thought I was a bit crazy because you don't think you're supposed to be doing that right now, and I thought, well. Oh, well, if you want to get the shotgun out, I'm quite happy to bleed for you, you know.
Oh, Bruce, now you're such a nice man. I know you've had problems with those roses. But look, don't despair because if they finish, you can still plant them a little bit later because they'll go right through winter.
Oh, yes. Well, so that's why I rang up. That's why I said, how much more longevity have I got before I'll have to take them out and actually put them in the proper plantation situation once autumn comes back, you know. So,
yeah. Now, Bruce, how long ago did you plant them?
Probably the start of just before summer.
Right, okay. Yeah, very early. Did you have seeds?
Yes, I think I must have got some, or perhaps she got some from the nursery. I'm not too sure, but
she
pointed out to me was from the information we've got here with our plant books. She said that I don't think we're supposed to be putting these in now. I think we're supposed to wait till winter. And I said, well, look, I can't wait because I want to see how this looks. Because
it's actually autumn, so she's a little bit wrong, but it is autumn, so. Don't despair. If they start to look unhappy, pull them out, put a bit of fertiliser around and put another lot in.
Well, yes, I think that's probably what I'll do. I'll probably wait till autumn actually comes back this year and do it properly. It's just at the time, you know, I got probably a bit overexcited with the project I had in mind, but they did come up looking quite good, plus the roses were standing out thinking, oh, thank you for giving us a bit more colour, darling. I love you so much.
Oh, you're a trick, Bruce.
Yeah, that's it.
Look, thank you for the call. We always welcome your problems, and we're happy to help you, Bruce.
Thanks very much, Bruce. And next on the line, we've got Debbie from Boolaroo. Hi, Debbie. You want to talk about desert roses?
Hi. Yes, I just heard that lady before asking about what the little P-shaped thing was on her desert rose.
Yeah.
I used to live in Brisbane and we grew desert roses really well up there. And the seed, that is actually a seed pod. So what you do is you wait until it dries out. So don't pick it when it's green, but wait until it's like brown and really dry and it starts to open. And inside is all these seeds that have got like hairy little things on them, and they'll fly away if you don't catch them sort of when the seed pod starts to open. And then you just plant them and you get baby desert roses.
Baby roses. So, Debbie, she was a little bit concerned about what to do. So she had two. Yeah. That's why I said, take one off and see what happens and leave the other one there till it falls off itself, you know, and the seed pod comes out.
They don't generally fall off. They just open up and then all the seeds, like I was waiting for it to get dry enough, and then I went out one day and it opened and they'd all flown away.
Left it a bit late,
Yeah, so just let it dry out, and then when you start to see it start to split, then pull it off and you get heaps of seeds in there, and they grow really easily from seed. So.
Margaret, you sound like you've had a lot of experience. Sorry, Debbie.
That's okay.
But I'm hoping Margaret's still listening.
Yes, hopefully.
But whichever way she went, I think it would work out for her.
It would work out, exactly.
But thank you for the call. We really appreciate it.
No worries at all.
Thanks, Debbie. Bye.
Thanks, bye. We've got William from Blacksmiths on the line. Hi, William.
Hello, William. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I have a problem with young citrus seedlings that I put in late spring. They're getting this mite on them. Every time they get new growth, it attacks them straight away. And I've been spraying with a copper sulfate spray, and I've reduced it down to a fortnight, but it's still not working. I just wonder if I need a stronger mix or what.
Yeah, okay. William, look, I think you need Malathon.
Okay.
Yeah, have you got any Malathon at home?
I do have Malathon. I don't use it very often, but I do have it, yes.
Yeah, no, look, I think that'll get rid of the mites. But when you say, are they little plants that you've propagated?
No, I bought them in the nursery. I rang you some time ago about when to put them in and that, and they're only very young.
Right, okay. But they were grafted, were they, William?
Yes.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, you don't want to lose them. And so get the Malathon out and get rid of the mites.
Thanks very much.
That's okay, William. Hope that works for you, dear.
Thanks for your help.
Okay, thanks William.
Bye. We've got Marie from Elmore Vale on the line. Hi, Marie. You want to ask about grubs?
Yes.
Okay, Marie, fire away. Have you got problems with them?
Well, Eddie got 20-something out of the garden in one go.
Ah, okay. Are they white?
They're like white with bits of grey through them, and it's got like a brown front.
Yeah. You've got cockchafer.
What are they?
Cockchafer.
Cockchafer.
Yeah. They are cockchafers. And
they're no good.
No, they're no good because they're eating the roots off all your plants.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely you've got to get rid of those. And, you know, a lot of people love the Christmas beetles when they come, but they actually leave those little grubs in the soil.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So now what you need to do, Marie, is to... Yeah. Have you got any carbaryl at home?
Carbaryl. No.
Okay, well, that's the secret to kill the little devils.
Okay. Yeah. How do you spell it?
C-A-R-B.
Yeah.
A-R-Y-L.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, just make sure you water in well where you're seeing them. But, you know, I mean, the more you dig out, the better, of course.
Yeah.
And just put them in water and drown them.
Okay.
No, because they will be damaging your plants. Is that how you notice them?
No, he was just replacing the soil and going through it.
Ah, right,
yeah. Yeah, and then found one and then kept looking and there's heaps of them,
I know. They're real pests, so you will have to use the carbaryl on them.
Okay.
Thanks, Marie. Yeah, and you let us know how you go with them.
All right, then. Thanks, Judy.
Thanks, Marie.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. So it's cockchafer. I thought you were saying cockshaver. Oh, dear.
Cockchafer.
Yeah, Schaefer. Schaefer, S-H-A-F-E-R.
They look like a witchetty grub. You would have said, you know, white, curly, yeah, they're devils. But everyone used to think they service the soil. But now everyone's realising, no, they're in there eating the roots.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm. Nasty little devils.
Yeah, nasty little,
nasty
little things.
They will get into pots quite regularly too.
Okay. Mm. Hmm. Well, you had some stuff about cabbage that you wanted to...
Finish up with, when we talked about cabbage and cauliflowers previously then today, everyone needs to keep an eye out for the white moths hovering around the plants because what do you think they're doing, Amanda?
They're eating the leaves?
No. They're going to lay eggs to eat their leaves.
Ah, well, I was close.
You were close. So, you know, it's a deter the plant. You need to dust them. You can get a dust for them. And then that deters them from laying.
Right. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what you need to do because you don't want to have a cabbage with leaves all eaten, would you?
No, you wouldn't.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's a bit gross.
Not at all.
Now, also citrus plants. You want to talk about that?
Yes, citrus. It's time to fertilise them. Now we're getting past the nasty February weather. And if you've got them in pots, you would just use something like Sudden Impact for roses. That's very good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone kind of hesitates when I say that. I use it on my citrus. in the ground. I love the sudden impact. But the roses can be fed. Sorry, the roses can definitely be fed, but the citrus can be fed in pots and in the ground. But if you want to go one step further, you put poultry manure out under the drip line. You water the soil first, and then you water it in. And then the next thing you do is you use some citrus food a couple of weeks later, out under the drip line, water it in, and then you'll have, you know where the drip line is, Amanda.
Do I have a blank look on my face?
Well, I know the listeners will know what the drip line is anyway. Maybe I'll cover that again next week, shall I?
You might have to. Look, I'm going to learn a lot this year, I can tell you that.
Well, I'm going to try.
I've got a question. Like, why are there so many different fertilisers and things that you've got to put on plants? You know, why isn't it one size fits all? You know, you've got manure, you've got...
Yeah, but you can't because, because plants like acidic or they like alkaline.
Right.
So that's the difference. So citrus food like alkaline, citrus trees like alkaline
soil.
So
acids and bases kind
of
thing.
Yeah.
Right.
So you've learned something already today.
I did.
Yeah, very good.
So the base sort of evens out the acid.
Yeah. Well, it depends what your soil's like. You might have to do a soil test if you're having problems.
Right. Hmm. So what sort of plants would have too much alkaline in the soil?
There aren't many. There aren't many that really like alkaline, mainly roses, citrus trees. So if the listeners just remember those two, they'll be covered.
Okay. So then they just need to get the... different soil for the other things.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sounding a bit silly now, aren't I? Gardening 101 with Amanda.
Amanda, you're doing very well, dear.
Oh, I try. Thank you so much, Judy. We'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks. We've got Scott next week for
Gardening Talkback. Yeah, I think you've got Scott
Talkback
next week. Yeah, I'm having a little holiday.
Lovely. Well, you enjoy that and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Thanks,
Thank you,
Amanda.